This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. The body of Sergeant Bill Hoosier has been brought home to Santa Quinn just a day after he was killed in the line of duty.
He was top-notch officer.
People lined over passes on I-15 and Main Street in Santa Quinn to pay their respects. We begin our coverage in the line of duty with KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
It's not hard to see the impact Sergeant Hoosier had on the community of Santa Quinn. As a corporal, he led a high school internship program, mentoring young people and building relationships with the department. Police Chief Rod Hurst describes him as a great example.
Sergeant Hoosier was one of those guys that was really squared away. He was a by the book, right and wrong. Even had the flat top haircut to go along with it.
When he was named Santa Quinn Employee of the Month 2 years ago, the city asked him what he liked most about police work, and he said, making a difference. He was promoted to sergeant just this past February. Sergeant Hoosier leaves behind his wife of 29 years, two daughters and their husbands, and a baby granddaughter. He was 50 years old. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Jenny Taylor lost her husband, the mayor of North Ogden, in the line of duty in Afghanistan in 2018. She joined us minutes ago to provide some insight into the shock and the all-encompassing grief that family members deal with when they lose a loved one this way.
There's a certain element of anticipation when you're in a profession like law enforcement or military that you know your life is truly offered every single day when you go to work, but I think you still never really think that what's going to happen. So the shock, the outpouring of love is almost just as shocking as the shock of the news of the death.
However, she says that outpouring of love matters. She says she experienced firsthand the power of prayers and community concern when she lost her husband. You can hear the full interview at KSLNewsRadio.com. And we have a message from Sergeant Hoosier's family this afternoon. This is his brother Mike.
We take comfort in the outpouring of support we have received from agencies and offices all over the state. Although nothing could never make up for the loss we feel, we take solace knowing that Bill died a hero.
Mike spoke at a news conference in Santa Quinn this afternoon, at which officials offered up the latest on the investigation into the sergeant's death. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera continues our live coverage from Santa Quinn City Hall. Eric?
Jeff, it was members of law enforcement as well as family of Sergeant Bill Hoosier gathered at City Hall for that media briefing. But it was Lieutenant Corey Slaymaker with Spanish Fork PD who gave an account of what went down.
The suspect made a U-turn abruptly, deliberately targeting the officers and intentionally hitting both vehicles. He also struck the Santa Quinn officer, causing fatal injuries.
Slaymaker says the suspect fled the scene and stole another semi-truck at a nearby convenience store. The semi was then found abandoned in Mona, where police say he then stole a Ford pickup. He was spotted in Mount Pleasant and allegedly stole another vehicle. A high-speed chase ensued in Vernal, where he was caught and brought into custody. As the investigation is active with multiple locations, Slaymaker said more information will be coming. Reporting live, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
You know, part of the law enforcement response yesterday was a blue alert, which maybe you'd never heard of before. It's a lot like an amber alert. Field Service Supervisor for the Utah Bureau of Criminal ID, Mandy Biesinger, says this system is meant to keep the community safe from a suspect.
The largest thing is awareness for public safety. We don't want to have anyone from the public caught in the crosshair of the situation or to engage with the suspect.
Utah's very first blue alert was sent out since the system was implemented in the state in 2011. This was the first. Santa Quinn residents are doing everything they can to honor the fallen officer. Kids wore blue to school this morning, and many visited the makeshift memorial outside City Hall. One of them, KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
There's been people pulling over here on Main Street to drop off flowers, cards, teddy bears, American flags, and other gifts on this patrol car sitting out on the front lawn. One woman I spoke to told me in a small city like Santa Quinn, tragedies like this hit everybody hard. Another man I spoke to, Dennis Chappell, told me,
with something like this, you know, life, you know, becomes a little bit more important.
Chappell hopes this brings the community together and makes everyone stronger. In the next 10 minutes, Utah Congressman Burgess Owens will lead the entire House of Representatives in Washington in a moment of silence honoring the fallen sergeant. The Utah delegation will honor Hoosiers' bravery, service, and sacrifice. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Now we turn to Ricky Meese.
Well, the delays are filling in now southbound on Redwood Road in spots as you go from Bluffdale all the way to 2100 North. And for those who are on Pioneer Crossing, delays are breaking up at times, but east and westbound slowdowns are still possible, especially west of I-15 to about Saratoga Road. And then we have delays north and southbound Bangor Highway approaching Shields Lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:06. Israel is striking targets on the Gaza Strip in the city of Rafah as it considers a ceasefire. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Staff, Israeli Defense Forces launched 50 missiles into Rafah today. The invasion comes as Hamas accepts a proposal to exchange hostages and prisoners and provide humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. National Security Spokesperson John Kirby says President Biden spoke with the Israeli Prime Minister this morning.
We've made clear our views about operations in Rafah that could potentially put more than a million innocent people at greater risk. During his call with Prime Minister Netanyahu, the president again made this clear.
Israel is still considering whether it will accept the latest ceasefire deal. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses across the country.
Justice is our demand!
Justice is our demand!
Protesters at MIT who have been camping on campus have been ordered to break up their camp and leave or face disciplinary actions from the school. At the University of Chicago, a coalition of more than 100 faculty members are standing in solidarity with the students.
Irrespective of one's view of the bloodshed taking place in Gaza, our university campuses are the last place at which peacefully assembled students should be arrested.
And officials at Columbia University today canceled the school's main commencement as a result of the ongoing protests. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
More than 200 U of U faculty members have signed a letter protesting last week's arrest of pro-Palestinian protesters. In the letter, the teachers asked that police be kept away from demonstrations at the U. The letter points out that when ESPN's College Game Day came to campus, students were encouraged to camp out overnight, but arrested when they did the same at last week's protest. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky.
No crashes on your Salt Lake County freeways. No major delays either. That's good for your drive home. But it is a little heavy and slow southbound I-15. Speeds are moving. You're just not moving at the posted limit as you go from Murray into Draper. Overall, though, kind of quiet. If you're headed up to the canyons, no problems. Restrictions were lifted in both Big and Little Cottonwood. Michelle?
We are looking at slowdowns on Mountain View Corridor, 5600 West, and Bangor Highway in the West Valley area. Headed further down south on Bangor Highway into South Jordan. If you're on I-15 coming over the point of the mountain, looking good all the way out to Provo and beyond. But we do see some slowdowns if you're on Redwood Road trying to make your way toward 2100 North in Lehigh, Lehigh's Main Street, and Pioneer Crossing. Steve?
Now we're lighter than normal this afternoon. Traffic moving at the full speed limit right now, north and southbound 15 between downtown Salt Lake and the Brigham City area. Same easy drive traveling I-84, 215's West Belt, quiet, same for Legacy, and no problems on the West Davis Highway. Southbound Redwood, a little busy there at Indiana Avenue. Discover the power of hands-on learning at Tooele Technical College with affordable, flexible, and achievable technical education. Your future begins here. Apply today at tooeletech.edu. That's tooeletech.edu. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies and temperatures in the low 50s. We're going to stay there for 6, 7, and 8 o'clock, upper 40s by 9, mid-40s by 10. Ultimate lows will be back in the 30s with more developing valley rain mixing with a little snow as we head through Tuesday morning. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's scattered showers all day tomorrow. Right now, 54 degrees. KSL News Time 5:12. A chess prodigy is breaking records in the UK, and that prodigy is 9 years old. Maria Chaleos is here.
Jeff, Odana Sivanandan is a chess prodigy like no other in England, maybe even the world. At age 8 last year, she was already competing with some of the world's highest-ranked chess players.
I won top female, and I won girls under 14.
Now, she is the only girl in the top 10, the highest-rated 8-year-old girl in the history of chess, and the third highest of any sex of all time, according to chess.com. Now, this year, she took on players nearly 3 times her age at the Cambridge International Open. International master Malcolm Payne tells Sky News that she's incredible.
We instantly realized that she was something extra special, but we didn't realize how special at the time. Since then, she's just risen almost meteorically, and she beat an international master, and she drew the grandmaster in her 13th and final game, making her the youngest British child to avoid defeat by a grandmaster in an individual game in the history of British chess.
He says that he's certain Bodana will become a grandmaster one day. It's the top title in the chess world, of which there are only 42 female grandmasters worldwide. Now, she's also a girl who knows exactly what she wants.
To become world champion when I'm a teenager.
World champion by the time she's a teenager. She has 3 years. I don't know how they keep track of that scoring. Just to watch that makes my head spin.
She's 9 years old and she sounds so serious, mm-hmm. Right?
She's pretty serious.
KSL News Time 5:13. A proposal to move 700 members of the Air National Guard to the U.S. Space Force is getting a thumbs down from Utah's governor. As chair of the National Governors Association, Spencer Cox spoke out today about what he worries is a slippery slope when it comes to the authority of individual states.
In terms of numbers on paper, it may appear negligible, but in terms of how this could affect the Guard in the future and again, how it can affect Space Force in the near term, it really could be significant.
That force of Guardsmen, 700 of them, is a fraction of the total Air National Guard. The governors of Florida and Texas did not sign on, but every other governor did. Trending on social media, it's fashion's biggest night out, the Met Gala in New York City. The beautiful people, as we speak, are filing into the Metropolitan Museum of Art in their best interpretation of a theme. Tonight's theme, Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion. Undoubtedly, some of them will be dressed like animals, others like space creatures. This year, prices for a ticket to the Met Gala were up 50%, clocking in at $75,000 to walk in the door. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The new NHL team in Utah is slated to get a brand new practice facility in Sandy. The Smith Entertainment Group says they'll build 2 rinks at the shops in Southtown. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, the Wasatch Front stopped cold this afternoon for a mile-long procession carrying the fallen Santa Quinn Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier home to his community. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We had a 3-vehicle accident at the on-ramp to northbound I-15 at Center Street in Provo. Really didn't amount to much. 1 vehicle is left out of traffic on the shoulder, but no freeway accidents, and I-15 looking good in Weber and Davis counties. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cool temperatures, more rain and snow coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
54 degrees, the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. We'll talk with Debbie Dujanovic in just a minute now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severton. Hamas, the militants who run Gaza and attacked Israel, say they're on board with the latest ceasefire and hostage release proposal. Though Benny Gantz, the Israeli government official, says the proposal has significant gaps, he says Israel will send a delegation to the Cairo negotiations. And Israel says it still intends to invade the city of Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip, where more than 1 million people have fled from other parts of the Gaza Strip. President Biden's been on the phone about it with Israel, says White House National Security official John Kirby.
We've made clear our views about operations in Rafah that could potentially put more than 1 million innocent people at greater risk. During his call with Prime Minister Netanyahu, the president again made this clear.
Another notable detention in Russia, this time not a civilian, says ABC's Christiane Cordero in Washington.
U.S. officials tell ABC News a soldier with the U.S. Army has been detained in Russia since May 2nd. Staff Sergeant Gordon Black is accused of stealing. The sergeant was in the process of relocating from South Korea to Fort Cavazos, Texas, when U.S. officials say he traveled to Russia on his own volition without permission. The White House says it is following, but hasn't shared details. The soldier is being held on pretrial detention until at least July 1st, according to the State Department.
Before today's Trump criminal hush money trial testimony in New York, Judge Juan Merchan found Mr. Trump again in criminal contempt for violating his limited gag order, fined him another $1,000, looked at the former U.S. president, and said, "It appears that the $1,000 fines are not serving as a deterrent." The judge adding, "Going forward, this court will have to consider a jail sentence." Mr. Trump afterwards said he'd gladly go to jail in support of the Constitution. Calling it a particularly dangerous situation, watch the National Weather Service, that's what they call it, in an advisory for tonight, for possible tornadoes from Oklahoma City to Wichita, Kansas. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. Our coverage into the tragedy of Sergeant Hoosier's sacrifice continues. He lost his life in the line of duty yesterday. His body has been brought home to Santa Quinn. Joining us live, KSL News Radio's very own Debbie Dujanovic. You offered a timeline of what happened yesterday on your show, and I wanted to share that with our listeners, so we asked you to come on. Can you run us through exactly what happened as best we understand?
Yesterday, what we understand happened was that police officers got a phone call in the morning, about 6 o'clock yesterday morning, and went to the Utah Patrol dispatch, where somebody was seen standing on the back of a semi truck driving down I-15 northbound. And it sounds as though the UHP trooper caught up to the truck, or caught up to the semi truck, and then also had the Santa Quinn police officer, the sergeant, respond as well. It sounds like it was about a 5 or 10 mile stretch, Jeff, and just listening to this afternoon's press conference where they were able to pull him over. And then the driver of the semi-truck fled, makes a U-turn. What we understand from somebody who actually called the David Dujanovic show today, Jeff, during our show, he lives in Santa Quinn. He said he went to the scene and it looked like the semi-truck made that U-turn on the off ramp, made the U-turn, came back in the, you know, the, going the wrong way, and then hits and kills the police sergeant from Santa Quinn, but does not injure the UHP trooper.
Then came the chase.
Correct. So after that happens, he's then fled on foot, steals another semi-truck. That is something that we learned today, or at least I learned today, listening to the afternoon press briefing, steals a semi-truck. And then in another town, Mona steals an F-150 pickup truck. I saw that alert go out yesterday morning, and I thought, what in the world is going on that now we have a shelter in place, we have a stolen F-150 pickup truck, drives about 160 miles to Vernal, where it sounds like police officers are able to pick him up, a short chase ensues. And at that point, he's taken into custody without incident. Fortunately, that incident out in Vernal ended somewhat peacefully. However, you have to, you know, the trail of destruction along the way. And I want to point out that this individual is taken into custody. Is, you know, he's made a career out of crime, particularly targeting law enforcement. I'm looking back to 2001 when he was maybe late teens, early 20s, resisting and obstructing a law enforcement official. And then in 2009, there's this situation in Oregon where he's convicted of attempting to run down cops in Oregon. Doesn't kill any cops in that situation, but that certainly mirrors very closely what we saw happen here on I-15 in Utah yesterday, Jeff.
He's done time, hasn't he? He spent years in prison.
Significant. So I'm looking into his criminal history. Again, it goes back to when he was probably a late teen. He's now in his 40s. 2007, he's serving jail time in California and is accused of stalking and threatening a woman and calling her from his, you know, from jail 60 times. And then we have the incident in 2009. In 2011, he ended up back in California. And is charged with 17 different felony counts, including assaults on correctional officers when he's being held in California. And then we have a 2012 high-speed pursuit in the state of Kansas.
So this guy's been been around. He's got a rap sheet, as they say, as long as your arm. And I'm so glad you did not mention his name, because today's for the family. Thank you for coming on. Deb, we appreciate it. Dave and Dujanovic tomorrow morning with more 9 a.m. here on KSL News Radio. Now, traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound I-15 remains slow in Salt Lake County between 53rd South Murray down to about 106 South by the Mall in Sandy, but we're clear on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Michelle?
Scattered delays on Bankator Highway between the 201 Freeway and South Jordan. Drivers making their way into Utah County slow on Redwood Road. This is as you're going from Porter Rocker Boulevard to 2100 North. Also some delays on Pioneer Crossing. Steve?
Well, thick and slow on Southbound Foothill Drive, 23rd East there to 21st South. No wrecks, though, or delays on I-15 both ways, with normal speeds and KSL travel times between Salt Lake and Willard Bay State Park. Spring has sprung, so it's time to shop IFA's Spring Flower Sale now through May 19th. Visit your local IFA or shop ifacountrystores.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts off stormy. Another round of rain and snow will move in tonight and early on Tuesday. It won't be as big as this last round, but it will be wet for the morning commute. Temperatures will struggle only in the low 50s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Partly cloudy and 64 on Thursday, upper 60s sunshine on Friday, and then low to mid 70s for Mother's Day weekend. It looks very, very nice. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
54 degrees, your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.